Hey, Tristan here, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings so everyone can enjoy. None of that pesky Red 40. Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie as well. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. The flavors are many and amazing, so get yours today. Our referral link will be in the episode description. And if you're hearing about Dubby from the Dummies, then that means you get a 10% off discount code. That's Dummies with Dice. The code will also be in the episode description. Thank you again, Dubby Energy. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Or just keep fucking off. Go ahead.
Hey everybody, R2 here, Ryan Tucker. Here I play as Flea Stick Sock Jelly. I am the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the Gobrunky. I am the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, my hero growing up was Oscar the Grouch. I would always watch him on TV through alleyway windows.
Aww.
Poor little flea stick.
Hey, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug-addicted level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he's desperate for a family but doesn't trust people.
Oh, poor little guy.
We love you.
Everyone's being
poor,
sad.
Poor big guy.
Did you steal my shit?
Where's my amphetamines?
Hey guys, it's Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he also wants to fight Jake Paul.
Oh no! Hey there dudes, I'm Kelly Lee, I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin's been eating random bugs this whole time when her group's not paying attention to her.
Ew, what the
fuck? Wait, what?
She's just been eating random fucking bugs.
This one looks good, crunch.
I knew that.
Did you watch that video where the chick was eating flies off the fly trap?
Ew,
the
no.
Sticky trap. I'm trying to get my phone back.
Should we just leave her here? That's
Miss Muffin, not me.
She's probably picking bugs over cat's wings and shit.
You guys are too far. It's more like Hakuna Matata.
Oh, wow.
So that's why you were so upset that her hair's gone.
All right. My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is that Nike's slogan, Just Do It, was inspired by the last words of a murderer on death row named Gary Gilmore.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Is that true?
Yes, that is a real true fact. That is insane.
Just do it.
Just do it. Because he was on death row. Hell yeah, isn't that fucking sick?
You know the check is actually a wing? It's supposed to represent, who is that, the flying god? Ares? No, not Ares.
Hermes.
Hermes, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting too.
Hell yeah. Where we left off, you guys had thrown a dude crystal through the pink crystal emanating in power to a spaceship thing found in a cave. You guys fucked up the monster with the help of Globagool and killed it and cleared the camp and started to leave the town as you noticed the owner, the camp owner, kind of gave you guys a weird, creepily smile, and his eyes went black, and before you know it, kind of like a flash of light happens, and the camp is gone as you start to leave. The camp, its whole entire camp itself, starts to just kind of like fade away as if it wasn't even there.
What the fudge?
Like as if it was a dream or something, a hallucination. Something weird happened. So make me a history check, all of you.
No, I'm confused and scared.
Every one of you, make a history check.
History, let me find it. Found it. Oh, it's a plus zero.
Not you, Archie, sorry. Not you.
19.
19, okay.
That's pretty good, if you ask me. while I'm freaking out, realizing the place I was just at is gone.
10? Okay. Miss Muffin, you rolled a pretty good history check.
Yeah.
Didn't you come here with a woman that's not sitting with you any longer?
Yeah, I'm freaking out about it.
Yes, because as you look around, as you remember this woman who brought you here, she's not in the wagon.
Hazel's literally like, where'd she go? Because she petted me so good.
Hazel said that?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Wow. But yes, but Duke and Fleastick, you have no memory of a woman bringing you to a camp. You have no memory of any of this kind of happening. Like, gosh, it's just kind of, we went here to do something, but it's gone. There's nothing here. What were we doing? That kind of situation. Yeah.
Fleastick, you stuck with me the whole time, though, bro. I was too scared to split up, so you remember that. You remember that, bro.
I don't know. I think you're going crazy.
I mean, no. Maybe it was the bugs. No.
You'd be tripping on them bugs.
It's the bugs. Okay, so I'm assuming you guys will head back to Darkhaven then from your adventure here. Is there anything else you want to do?
How do we get back from a place we don't know where we're at?
Well, you can know the area of where you're at. You came here. You remember coming here. You remember doing stuff, but you just don't have... It's just like something in the back of your head that's just like not quite
Where's
right
Globigal
there.
And where's Bones?
They're with you. They're pulling the wagon. Globigal.
Do they remember? Globigal can talk.
They do not.
You don't remember? Duke?
You fucking crazy, bitch.
I'm so confused.
So yeah, what would you guys like to do?
I don't know. I say she dragged us all the way out here for nothing. Let's go back to the village.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Okay, so you guys kind of kia and start to move back to the village. And we're doing a GTA character swap to Archie Ortiz. Back into Darkhaven. Archie, you were in a coma, my dog. You've been asleep. You've been out cold. But make me a history check now.
I thought it was just a good night's sleep, but all right. Roll initiative. You're fighting the sleep paralysis demon.
I thought it was just a good night.
Natural 20.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Good. Okay. So, Archie, well, I guess this isn't great, but Archie, so you wake up out of bed and you realize like something's weird, but you have memories of seeing this. You're like really tall. Like you're seeing through the eyes of something. Like you're real tall. You look down and you see heads hanging from like your waist and stuff. And then you see like this woman's figure, and they're like pulling her up and just splaying her open and splicing her open and pulling her across this like cave opening, and then goes inside of the cave, and you're walking towards this big ship, and he kind of reaches out, you kind of reach out and kind of crank on the pink crystal glowing, and the ship kind of emanates, starts vibrating and floating a bit, and then you cut out, and that's all you remember. But
you slinging slasher,
you're the slasher.
We have to get back together.
So yeah, you definitely have memories of something crazy fucking happening, but you don't know what it was or what happened.
So you got heads around your waist, bro?
You guys aren't with him yet. He's still back at camp.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
But yeah, you guys can all take a long rest. The three traveling back, if you would like to do
I
that,
can't
because
sleep.
You got
I'm going insane.
About 2 day travel to get back to where you were.
Yes.
I don't know if you did that, Kelly. Long rest.
Miss Muffin.
You're Kelly. You got a long rest for Miss Muffin. So after a couple days travel, you guys begin to arrive back to Darkhaven. And Lilith Darko is outside, and she's kind of just talking and doing some prayers and whatnot. And she waves you over and says, hey, your friend Archie, he woke up. He's awake, and he's alive. So.
Where is he?
He's in... Where are you, Archie? Where are you at in Darkhaven? Are you still in the inn? Are you in your room? You're
yeah,
outside?
I'm just chilling in my room.
Yeah. He's in his room. He's in his room. He's just chilling because he was in a coma, so...
Let's go see him.
Is anybody informed Globigal?
Globigal's with you guys.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Sorry, guys.
I'm gonna be like...
I'm still tripping. I don't remember.
Lilith, do you know what happened? Do you know where we were?
So you guys left on your own to go do some kind of adventure thing or something to help Archie because he was asleep. He was in some kind of coma.
Was it called Camp Crystal?
Roll a history check.
No, I was asking you for what.
Yeah, I know
I was
you were.
20. Ha.
Clearwater.
Camp Clearwater. Oh yeah. Lilith, do you know what Camp Clearwater is?
It's Camp Clearwater. 1 second. Let me roll something. She goes, yeah. She goes, weirdly, that does sound familiar. She goes, why?
Okay, because that's where we were at, Lilith, and none of these bitches remember, and I'm all by myself here with all these thoughts and memories and craziness. So, like,
yeah. She goes, so just normal Miss Muffin stuff? You're just kind of losing your mind, or what?
Yeah, because we went there and we had to kill this giant slasher man and save all these kids and counselors and shit, and these bitches don't remember.
Huh. Okay, well, I don't know what I can do about that, but, yeah, that sounds fucked up. But good job, it worked, right? Archie's awake.
Yeah, let's go see him.
Okay. Yeah, so, Archie, you're alive, and you're back to the party, and you're back to the crew from them saving your life, apparently.
Well, appreciate it.
Appreciate it. So, as you guys kind of do your thing, and you kind of are together again, Lilith kind of enters the inn where you guys were at, and she goes, so, I have a little bit of a problem. We sent some people down into the tomb, the stairway of, you know, fucked up hell that we've been sending all of our people to, and they keep dying, and she goes, we just sent some more down, and they're not returning. So, would you guys please go down there and try to figure out what's going on inside of this dungeon under the church?
Oh, yeah, you want me going down there, bitch?
I'll tell you, the only way that's going to happen is if you stock us up with all the supplies that are necessary to do so.
So, yeah, she actually goes, yes, I was going to do that. She goes, I've already had a talk with, you know, the owner of Tiefling Dirtbag, and she goes, we're going to give you guys each two greater healing potions, so each of you will get two of those. She goes, and that's pretty much all we got to give you guys for now. Like, you know, just to help you heal up if you need it, but, because I'm sure you'll need it.
Are you sure? I feel like you could do a little bit better than that. I mean, your whole town's in jeopardy here.
Because I will also pay you. I will pay you money out of my own pocket to help take this down.
How much?
200 gold pieces.
A piece?
All together to divide amongst yourselves.
Nope, each.
Yeah, bitch, you broke.
Each, 200 each.
Okay, try to roll persuasion. To see if you could rob her for more of her money after.
Persuasion. Let me
see, she could have just let me down there whenever I said I wanted to go down there and said I wasn't allowed down there. This would be resolved.
14 plus 5.
She goes, no. She goes, sorry. She goes, I've given you health potions, which I bought. I bought from Tiefling Dirtbag. She goes, I bought them myself. So I'm giving you those, and I will pay you 200 gold pieces. And you guys can keep whatever you find in this place.
Yeah. You just don't know what we've already been through. Archie, do you know what we've been through? Were you asleep the whole time? Were you able to see us the whole time?
Where I was in a coma.
Or anything. Kelly, roll insight. Check.
There's no way you'd ever really know that.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that. But.
Me, what? Who wouldn't know what?
I mean, are you fucking Nostradamus, though? Like,
yeah, she got...
She's paranoid.
20.
She got flashes. She got dream flashes.
Natural 20.
Are you just dropping it on the fucking...
I wrote it in my roll tray.
Archie, roll
it's
deception
actually
check.
Plus...
Roll a deception check, Archie.
1 plus 1. So it's 21.
And so 4.
Ooh, okay. So, Kelly, or Miss Muffin, you definitely can tell that when he said, I was in a coma, he was definitely lying, but
yeah.
Not lying. Like, there
yeah.
was something not there. She's telling the truth. So, do with that as you may, but yes, you know, something's up.
I'm gonna wait till another time and pull that information back up for later.
Clenched fist.
He's
another
lying.
Time.
He's lying.
Okay, so are you guys going to go do this fucking shit?
Yeah, but did you hear Flea Stick Sock Jelly what he said?
What? I did not.
If I beat Big Bones, I get to take you on a date.
Oh shit! Oh, Lilith like
I'm gonna bring my best tux for my dumpster.
Lilith like blushes big, and go for it. Roll persuasion. See if you advantage. Go with advantage.
Would we know it's
advantage.
Big
roll it again.
No, you would not know it's Big Bone. I mean, the characters wouldn't.
Plus, what you got?
Six.
Yeah. She yeah. goes. She like looks at you and she like she goes, maybe don't pick a tux out of the dumpster and we'll see what happens. And
oh.
then kind of walks away.
No way.
But we'll say, you know,
you got
but
her. You bagged her.
insert the, what is it, Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance, yes.
Okay, so are you guys ready then, after your...
I believe the horse outside.
Okay.
Give me something to remember you by, Lilith. We'll a handkerchief, a scarf, anything.
She, like, takes off this, like, red, this black glove that she's wearing and, like, tosses it to you.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I can wipe back the front with this.
Jesus. Wipe back the front.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Poor Lilith. I don't know what she's getting into.
What the fuck?
Okay, so as you approach the temple and see the door open, see a long set of stairs start to lead down and down and down. As you descend these stairs, it's like stone stairs going down, and then as you keep getting deeper and deeper, you start to see like grass and like fungus and like mushrooms kind of like growing off of the ground and the next and the areas of it, and can tell that you're getting pretty deep, like pretty deep into the earth here, or not the earth, but the ground. Yeah. But you're getting deep, and then make me perception checks.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
So if like right before the fight, I put on this glove, it gives me like some heroic inspiration because I'm in love with Lilith Darko.
Probably not.
Damn it.
You can do that for yourself.
I try.
For your own personal being.
16.
20? Nice.
17.
Fuck you. 4.
Okay, so Duke, you're looking ahead. And you see along the white, the right side of the wall as you're descending down, there is like this little gap in the wall. And you see a little bit of spikes sticking out of the wall, like in the wall there. It looks like some kind of trap that's set up with your natural 20. That there is a spike trap in the wall swing out and hit you guys. So how do you want to proceed?
Who's walking in what order right now?
What order are you guys walking?
I'm usually taking points.
I was going to say, that's what I figured.
And I really hope this muffin's right behind me because I'm going to pick up a quarter that's not there, so I'm going to let her.
You're going to let her walk by? Okay.
It depends on if she's behind me. I don't know.
Okay, what did you roll, Kelly? What did you roll?
A 16.
Okay, so you can you actually see that there is a little bit of a gap in the wall too up there. Yeah, fully. You don't really know exactly what it is, but you see something up in the wall. Yeah, up ahead. Okay. And you see Duke Crystal bend over to pick up a quarter, and
I guess when I see her notice it, I'm like, "Oh, there's a trap here, guys."
Okay, so now it's fuck. Oh, there's a trap here. so yes, there's a spike trap in the wall up ahead.
Oh, nice.
What do you guys want to proceed? How do you do this? How do you handle this?
Globigal King is the only one that can get poked and survive.
Globigal can't really get past you right now. You guys are in, like, these tight stairwells.
He can go through us.
He can't go through
you. Then we have to make a roll.
Yeah, make a roll to not be stuck inside of him. So.
What about Bones? He can get real small.
The horse is not with you.
What's the layout here?
Taking my horse.
Like, what's the exact layout we're looking at?
Like, you're looking at, like, a tight wall.
Is it like a tunnel?
Kind of like, yeah, but it's like stairwells. So it's like stairs going down and down and down and down. And then you're seeing, like, on the right side of the wall, there's a gap in the stone wall work, like, in the wall there. And there's like spikes coming out of there, like one of those swing out traps. So
the stairs obviously are buttons, probably.
It's probably a pressure plate.
Possibly.
Somewhere.
Possibly. You can figure out a way to test that.
You got a staff, don't you?
Yeah.
Wait.
Poking at the floor with it, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. But would I have to roll every time I poke the stair?
No. Can do that if you're going to walk ahead cautiously with the stick.
I'm super stealthy and have sleight of hand. Can I use that in some way to find it without
being
hurt?
I would step through that spot to find the pressure point. I definitely go poke around near it, in front of it.
Yeah, I'll just use my staff, kind of poke way out in front of me, like
okay,
really cautiously.
Okay, so you poke out, you know, right, you know, kind of like, you know, a couple feet in front of you, a couple feet in front of you, and you realize that when, like, you're like right next to the spike trap, like it's like right in front of you, and you still haven't hit a pressure plate yet. So, you continue on pressing.
No.
Moving forward.
No.
Okay.
Because it's gonna be that whole thing that comes out.
Okay. Make me a perception check, just you, Flea Stick. With advantage, because you're kind of walking up and poking at the ground, you know, focusing on trying to see if there's a pressure plate.
19 plus 4.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So you're like poking the ground on the floor with your staff, and you're right there like next to the spike trap, and you look up ahead and you can see that there's like a little bit of a stonework past the spike trap. There's like a stone bumped up that you could tell is probably the pressure plate. So,
do we got anything we could throw at it, peeps?
Yeah, so I've got a hammer.
Maybe a cat?
No.
So what you're noticing is the pressure plate is past the spike trap, is what you're noticing.
How big is this pressure plate?
That's just like a stone plate in
the
ground.
Is it the whole step,
like,
or is it just like a spot just in like, the middle of the step?
Yeah, like bearings. That whole front step right there, you can tell it's just like a raised.
So we just
I jump past that step. After that step.
Okay, yeah, you could do that.
What are you doing?
You can jump
the
step.
Brain,
yeah.
And I jumped through the pressure plate step into the
Everybody started to panic a little bit, and I was like, we can do this.
We don't know. We don't need to like make a bag of flour.
Well, you can tell from this is where
Hollywood
where you would have walked up, and the first person would have stepped on that. The person behind you would have been stuck to slowly eliminate some of your party.
Gotcha.
Because one person would have walked and stabbed the next one.
So we just have to jump.
So either way, now, even if I did step on one, you guys.
You yes,
gotta deal.
Exactly.
Damn, that's dark. Then they make a trap to where you kill your friends.
Yes, there's plenty of them.
I'm sure there's another one ahead for the lone wolf that survived.
So you descend some more, and you all jump over this little trap, this simple trap that took some extra brain power to work through. But you jump over this trap, and you start to descend more, and you feel this, like, wave. Who's here who uses magic? I guess only one is cleric. So Fleestick, roll me an arcana check. To see if you can feel just like kind of what's going on with this air and this aura.
Two.
There's nothing going on with this air or this aura. You don't feel anything. He's the only one that's got any kind of form of magic, really.
Like,
so
why is my arcana so shitty then?
Well, it doesn't really. It's just a magic matter.
It's off intelligence.
Yeah,
so.
But it's just you're the only one that has kind of a connection to magic, so I just figured I'd go for it. So you feel nothing. Nobody feels anything. You just start to walk through, and you continue down, and you start to see an opening in the head. There is this circular. Or this like little square room with a circular sun symbol like in the middle, like this like looking ritualistic symbol in the middle. And you see a stairwell that cuts to your right and a stairwell that cuts to your left as you enter. And when you step up to this room, a skeleton ahead of you just kind of arises and comes up. And let me find my thing real quick and then I'll tell you what happens. Yeah, okay, so the skeleton pops up and he goes, "Welcome, welcome to my big stone door. I'll tell you some riddles and it won't be a bore. Answer my riddles correctly and I'll let you through the door." So what do you guys do once you see this? And when you walk up to him, this skeleton, like, he's not just a normal skeleton. He's, like, nimble and he's, like, hopping and he's got, like, you know, good athletic movement. And his skull has, like, a little blue glow inside of it.
Weird.
What do you do as he yells this shit to you about riddles?
Ask him what them riddles are.
He goes, "Oh, you're a brave one. So you want to do the riddle? The first riddle, would you like to guess and I'll let you through the door?"
Sure.
What's your name?
You're freaking me out.
I'll be a pussy too.
I'm Miss Muffin, and yeah, I'll try out that riddle.
Okay. He goes, "Okay, well, this first one's an easy one, so you got this." And he goes, "What gets wetter the more it dries?" As he stares you in the face, Miss Muffin, and this blue light in his head starts to glow a little brighter. What do you say? What gets wetter the more it dries?
That doesn't even make sense, does it?
Are you asking your friends?
Duh!
I would guess a
towel.
The sky.
A towel?
Or the towel.
What gets wet?
The more you dry off with a towel, the more it gets wet.
Ah.
Okay, so are you saying that?
A towel.
Okay, he goes, "Ooh, that is correct." And his blue light on his head glows a little bit. And he goes, "But I asked you the question." And then,
You cheated. Sorry.
You take three lightning damage. Just like a strike from his skull, comes at you and hits you with a little bit of lightning.
What a butthole!
But he looks to Duke and he goes, "That was correct, but it looks like you're up next."
Haha, Duke Crystal, the smart one.
He goes, "This one's a hard one. It's going to be tough. So let's hope you can get it."
But he's going to hurt him if he gets it wrong, and I'm going to have to freaking dagger his head off.
Duke's a meth cook. There's no way that he should be good at riddles.
How much damage? 7?
3 damage.
3?
He goes, "Okay, now this one's tough. It occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, and yet it never appears in 100,000 years. What am I?"
Say it again, bro.
"It occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, and yet it never appears in 100,000 years. What am I?"
This is when I'd ask you for help, but it's you this time, bro.
He goes, "Would you like a hint? I can give you a hint for a little bit of a..." And his head glows a little bit blue.
A little bit of help.
You give hints?
We have a second.
Okay. He goes, "I'll repeat it if you need to repeat it."
And once more.
"It occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, and yet it never appears in 100,000 years." Yes. That is correct.
What?
Once in a minute, twice in a moment, never in 100 million years.
Yeah. Well,
100,000 years.
Or 100,000, yeah.
So his light glows blue, and it kind of dimmers down, and he goes, "Good, Duke, good." Or he goes, "Good, what is your name? What is your name?"
"Duke Crystal."
He goes, "Duke Crystal, I will keep that one in my brain." And then you see his little blue glow, and then you see the outline of brain veins inside of his head. He goes, "So who's up next? Who has a question? Who wants to answer the next riddle here?"
I'm 2 for 2, motherfucker.
I was going to say.
I'm gang.
Flea stick? Okay.
I don't even need
him. You step forward and he goes, "Oh," he goes, "I'm glad I don't have a nose. Are you ready for the riddle, my friend?"
This guy's a meanie.
Let's get it, jerk.
"What are 10 things you can always count on?"
Your fingers.
What's up?
His blue light glows bright and then it dims down. He goes, good job all of you. And then he kind of spins around in a circle and dances up, and his headlight glows bright and the doors all kind of unlock. And he goes, "There you go. Now you can get through my door without taking a little bit of extra damage, except for some." And looks up at Miss Muffin. But yes, the doors are unlocked, and you're able to continue on whichever way you'd like.
Why did I feel like I was the only one who didn't get a novice riddle?
Yeah, you did.
That was bullshit. I don't like them.
I literally had to stop thinking of the meanings of the words and picture the fucking physical words in my mind, like letters.
He didn't tell me I couldn't ask my friends for help.
Mm-hmm. He did. You're right, say he did. You.
Yeah.
We're asked to answer
them. He didn't say this is a test, you can't cheat.
This isn't the fucking taxi fucking game show where you can call a friend for help.
I have friends and no brain.
What was that, Cash Cab or some shit?
Whatever. We're playing Oh Look, a Strawberry.
No, we don't start over. We already said it.
No, you have to for the recording.
Oh Look, a Strawberry.
Oh Look, a Strawberry.
Oh Look, a Strawberry.
Oh Look, a Strawberry.
Yeah. You mean?
Play it.
That's so funny.
So as the doors magically unsealed, there's a stairwell to your left and a stairwell to your right, a long path that goes straight ahead. What would you like to do? Mr. Riddles, as he kind of hops around.
To the left?
Okay.
I was thinking the long hallway, but I'm right here.
Are you going to go to the left then? All of you?
Sure. I think the long hallway is the main path. Maybe we'll hit the sides. Loot.
Probably
ate shit.
Yeah, so as you enter this room, you see a bunch of sarcophagi.
No.
Right?
No, Duke Crystal, don't open them. I'm leaving.
You see a lot of sarcophagi, and kind of in a very, very ritualistic room. It's there's stairs that kind of dip down lower into the floor with two more in there. Then there's two towards the north end of the room and two towards the south end of the room.
So there's a total of
six. Six sarcophagi in the room.
Well, I would go to the closest one and I would knock on it.
You gonna knock on it?
Yeah. Okay. I might be there sleeping, I don't know.
Okay, you knock and nothing happens.
I open it.
Okay. No, not me, I'm
give
out.
Give me a strength check.
Hey, I knocked.
And I ran out that room first.
Let's see, 20? 15 plus 5?
Yeah, so you pull it open and you crank it open and it's empty.
Phew.
There's nothing inside. Knocking.
You, of course
you
he
crank
is.
It open.
Well,
and,
I would knock first.
Oh, okay, okay. You knock it out, knock on it. Nothing happens.
Nothing. Oh,
yeah. Crank it open. I'll just give it to you because I know you're gonna get it with your strength check. And it's
they're all empty.
It's empty. Yes, they're all empty.
Yay! No acid.
Go down the little stairs to the two down there. At least one of them.
Okay. Yeah. You're gonna just do the same yeah. system. Man, yeah. Well, empty.
The other one.
Empty.
Fuck this place. I'm gonna leave it.
Can I do an Arcana check, see if there's any magic going
Hazel's
on around here?
Hazel's relieved, too.
Yeah, I will let you make an Arcana check. Go for it.
That was just a strength workout. That's what that was. I was getting warmed up. Curls.
The Arcana check was not anything. Yeah, you feel nothing. No, I'm a shitty, nothing changes.
Shitty magician.
When we go back to the middle room, I'm going to ask that fucking skeleton, is there anything in that room over there to the right?
No, you can't talk to that skeleton again. Fuck that guy.
He looks at you.
He
looks at you and he goes... I'm going to be completely honest with you, Duke, right?
Yeah.
I've never left this fucking spot.
Damn.
I've been stuck right here for a long time, guarding these doors with fucking magic.
That's
doing
fun.
Riddles for a long time, for a lot of, like, look over there. And he, like, points in the back corner, and you see, like, a couple of, like, dead halfling emo people, like, laying in the corner. He's like,
no!
they didn't fucking pass the riddles. They died because they just kept doing it. He goes, that's my job. I just have to stand here and
you killed people.
Zap
build
people
their
until they
down.
Yeah, and zap people until they fucking get the riddles right.
Luckily,
you guys were smart.
Do you have free will?
He goes, no, I can't leave the spot. Like I'm stuck here magically. He tries to walk, and you just see him like
not.
Stop like in place. Like he's like
my
can't step
wife.
Away from.
If I free you. From your, I guess, magical confinement, would you willingly serve me?
He's like, honestly, guys, he goes, I don't even have skin. He's like, but, like, do you not feel the energy in this place? Do you not feel that? Like, this place is mixed up with all kinds of magic, and it's chaos. Like, I don't think you can shut down the magic that's seeping through this place.
I pull out my dark great sword, not by the handle, and I'm like, what, like this type of energy? And I hold it out to
He, like, looks at it, and he's like, he goes, like hisses a little bit. He's like, no, whoa. He goes, no, not that kind of magic. Like, this place is just kind of like, it's got energy magic in the air. Like, there's just something here that magic is different. It's different here.
I don't really feel it.
Yeah, he goes, then that's probably why. He says, most people feel that when they come through here and they kind of, are a deterrent, but you guys came through and you passed the riddles and people haven't for a long time, so hey. And he's like clacks his bone hands together and like, good job with that.
So you get to answer my question or?
He goes, you know what, if you're able to free me, sure, like I'll see what happens, but.
I mean, you'd get to leave this spot and like travel and see things and do things.
Who even put him in the spot?
I already got a skeleton horse, so it's not like you won't fit in.
Roll insight, Duke Crystal.
Yeah,
insight
roll that
check.
Shit.
Offboard. He might just die when we break the magic that's
yeah,
got him sealed.
That's what I was thinking.
Either way,
he could die with hope in his heart, so that's fine. And what was I rolling for again?
Insight.
Duke Crystal does like to collect undead, evil things.
That would be flat 16.
16? So while he's talking to you about all this, like, every time you ask that about his free will, he like kind of looks over his shoulder down the hallway. Like he's
which
like,
the big wood. Behind
yeah.
Him?
The long hallway. And he's like looking over his shoulder, like kind of like if there's nothing I can do, but if you guys want to try, go ahead. And he keeps like looking over his shoulder every time he does it. And you're like noticing that.
Let's go down.
We're going to get there.
Yeah. Let's go down that hallway.
So are you, going to check this other room then? Are you done with him?
I'll peek in. If it looks like the other one, I'm not fucking with it.
Okay, as you peek in, you see...
I feel like it's going to be an exact copy of the other side.
Nope.
Damn it.
You see...
More empty shit to
me. As you step in, there's like this long kind of wall stairwell that kind of just like loops around the room until you get to the bit dipped in floor there. And there is a ritualistic looking table standing at the far end with like jars of like, there's like empty jars, like urn looking things. And like a wooden staff sitting on this table with blue a crystal stuck into the tip of the staff. And that is what you see in this room. So.
The blue staff.
I leave. I have no interest in that. I'll tell them there's a stupid stick with a blue rock on the end of it if they want.
That's what's controlling the skeleton.
I was going to say, doesn't the skeleton have a blue crystal in his brain?
Well, Duke Crystal's magic adeptus is about negative, so he's like, no.
He can yield magic, right? Flea stick.
I can tell if it was down there.
Yeah. So Flea stick,
someone wants to be trying
Flea stick, go
can.
Get it.
Normally anyone who could wield a staff that possibly they could use would be like...
Ask the stone skeleton did look like what drugs, happens so Duke wasn't if you interested. Take the staff. Ask the skeleton if
yeah, can I ask him that?
Even knows about it.
Do you know about the staff, Skelly?
He goes, I'm Skelly. He goes, it's Mr. Riddles.
Yeah, that was quite
like, when he said that, he's like, you see him scoff, like, as if he hates the name, but he's like, it's the only name I got, goddammit.
Yeah.
But he goes, yeah, that staff in there? He goes, I don't know what it does. He goes, you know, it's been laying there for a long fucking time. Just a long time laying in there, and I can't really leave this spot, so it's not like I can check it out. And he goes, I just know that there's a staff in there. I've heard people talk about it, ask about it. Apparently it's got like a blue crystal or something on it, but I don't know what it does.
I feel like he's deceiving us because he wants that staff in his hand to do what he wants.
Or it's gonna free him.
They put it in his fucking hand.
Maybe he'll be a gangster skelly friend with a staff.
From what I could tell, he was given a shitty name and a shitty job, and he don't fucking like none of it. So if I was him, I'd be like, give me a staff so I can move from this spot and crack my boss's head.
What do you guys want to do then?
Well, if somebody's gonna pick it up first,
is anybody got investigation? Just kind of like
check out the staff, get close to it.
Yeah,
probably be Arcana, wouldn't it?
Let's be smart.
If you want to detect like if there's anything magical with it, it would be Arcana. But investigation's kind of like
looking to see if there's a trap.
Yeah,
tied to
or, or like yeah, if you're gonna look it over and see like if there's markings on it or something like that.
But I have +2 investigation.
Sure, you can try it if you want. If you want to roll and investigate this month.
13 +2.
So yeah, you you kind of look over the staff, and the bottom handles a shaft, the whole pole, the pole part. Looks like it's made from like a tree. Like it's still got like twisty, like it's like twisted down it, and it's got like branches down the side of it. And the blue crystal looks like it's kind of like caressed by the top of a tree, and it's like a sharp arrowhead crystal. When you're looking at it over, you see that it's not like strapped down or anything, that it's just laying here. But it's definitely like manufactured. Like someone definitely put a lot of work into making this. Like it looks unique.
Are you gonna pick it up?
I'm gonna pick it up.
Okay.
Should I do an Arcana check first?
You can.
Probably.
If you want to.
Hell yeah, do it.
Jesus. I'll try.
What is it?
No. One.
Natural one?
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, you go to pick.
Well, -1. Well, 0.
I can do one. 0. Huh?
I can do one.
An Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll let you do one.
19.
Okay, so you reach out to it, and as Flea Stick's reaching out to it, and you kind of like reach out first and feel like this, there is like a strange aura of magic coming off of it. You can't really tell what it is, but it's definitely got this like emanating like radiance to it. Like it's got like a wave of something around it.
So I'm about to say full fucking moon, just run over and wield this thing.
You can.
Unless someone else wants it.
Dies.
You can. If you want to go ahead and pick it up, you can.
Alright, I'm going to see if I'm worthy.
Okay, you reach out and you grab it and you pick it up. And, like, when you're holding it, you feel this, like, wave around you. You don't really know what this wave is doing, but there is, like, a bubble of some sort, just kind of energy around you. But you don't know what it's doing. So
can I just kind of sheath it?
Yeah, you can put it in your back. Like, if it's out of your hands, the bubble kind of, like, you feel that energy fade off.
Hmm. You should throw rocks at you and see if they hit you. See if it's a shield.
You can try.
Y'all want to throw a rock at me?
Yeah, let's throw
I'll
rocks
throw
at,
rock
him.
At you.
Let's throw rocks at
you. I think
him.
You're about to just get smacked in the face with a fire rock.
Are you gonna go for it?
Well, just his leg.
Don't make me take damage.
Throw a rock at his leg.
I'll hold my trash can up.
Okay, are you
how big of a rock?
Are you holding the staff?
Yeah, I'm holding the staff and my trash can lid.
Like. Okay, make me an attack roll with dexterity.
What?
An attack roll.
Don't try to kill me, sir.
20 plus your dexterity. Do that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
13 plus 4, so...
Okay, 13 plus 4? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you expertly hit him in the leg. So, like, you have this bubble around you, and when you throw this rock, it goes flying, goes right through the bubble, and just hits you in the leg.
Okay.
So. Ah, fuck my shin!
No, I hit you in the thigh.
That's it, like, some sort of magic or maybe telepathic shit, I don't know.
Alright, I'm just gonna wield this staff for a while, kind of figure it out, see what's going on.
You guys gonna head back to where Mr. Riddles is?
Yeah.
Okay, so, as you guys walk back into the room,
Actually, I almost think we should give it to him.
You're risking it!
That bubble might block out the mind control for his fucking master.
True.
Give me a second here before
What if he's evil, though, and kills us? Because he already hurt me.
So,
he seems to like me.
As you guys are making this plan, talking up, as Duke Crystal's saying, you know, we should probably do this, you get up close in that bubble. As soon as it touches Mr. Riddles, his body just goes limp and falls to the ground.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, never mind.
So you step away, and he goes, and comes back up. He goes, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What did you just do? What was that? What the hell?
And I hold out the staff, and I say with my sheer will, you are free.
Do you step forward towards him again?
And, free? Like,
do
that? It's like just killing
him. Is that what you do? You step forward and just kind of... Showing the staff again, or?
Well, no, I'm not gonna like put him in the bubble, but I'm just like using the aura itself just to kind of tell him like to follow us, like you don't have to stand here no more.
He goes, I think for a second I died, for real died. Like I was not here. What the fuck was that? What happened?
My bad, dog.
The spear got close to you, so apparently, you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, so that spear thing you're holding, staff thing you're holding, it killed me?
It made you maybe that for a second.
It's aura did, bruh.
Yeah, he's like, huh. He goes, did the doors magically seal when I was dead?
No.
That I don't know. Let's find out.
You like walk forward? Okay, so
he goes,
wait a second! And he just kind of like fumbles down. And when he falls, when he disappears, and you know, his life essence goes away, and you stand there for a second, the doors go, and you see like the blue field go over the
you
doors.
You completely
again.
Fucked us. I pull it back. He's dead.
Okay, so you pull it back, and he goes, oh god, fuck. And he comes back, stands back up.
I thought you meant his essence was just.
No, I just mean like he was dying.
Dead.
No.
I was like, well,
so he kind of jumps back up, and he goes, well, why? What the? What are you doing?
I'm
why
sorry,
did you get
buddy. I had to figure this thing
I'm
out.
I'm trying to get us another fucking companion and buy a magic. And he's like, let's just fucking torture him psychologically and kill him over it.
I will never do that to you again, I promise,
I don't
intentionally.
Think he's gonna trust you.
He goes, okay, so what is going on? Why are you, what are you doing this for? Why did you do that?
For some reason, every time I hold the staff.
You with an experiment with the staff.
Every time I hold the staff towards you and you go unconscious, you're not dead because you do come back. They seal. The chamber seal.
He goes, okay, yeah, that's makes sense. I'm connected to the doors because the doors are connected to me. It's through the magic. It's, yeah, okay, so that makes sense. But let's not kill me again, please.
I won't.
I want to be free.
The essence did leave his body.
Yeah. And then it came back.
I wouldn't do it for very long.
Well, does this work? I command you to not stand here anymore and to follow our party. If you want.
He looks at you, and he's like, I think it did. And he takes a step forward, and he goes, no, it didn't. He like steps back. He goes, no, I can't. I can't move back. This is it.
Actually, it did not.
Sorry, bro. We'll figure it out for you, man.
What that's going to do is it's anytime you get near your skeletons he's got under his control, they will collapse when they get near you.
Okay, so now that you know that we have this, and you'll die when we're near you, tell us what's down the hallway.
He doesn't know. He can't leave that spot.
Yeah, you don't know.
Why do you keep looking down that hallway when you tell us? That shit.
Because that's down there is
he
where
he was hinting that's where the big boss.
Yeah, he goes that just down there is where you know I assume
on,
is
Kelly,
the big stuff. I figure the big things going on is down there. And he goes I can't leave the spot, so I really don't know exactly what's down there. But
he's lying.
I'm alive.
He's lying.
So let's keep me alive. Give me free will, like you know Duke said. The rest, you know, I thought we were gonna do.
Yeah, I'm usually the asshole of the group. I don't know what their deal is today.
You do tend to gravitate to collect undead and evil characters, so. You got an
undead
horse, you got a skeleton, you got Glabagool, which is like a
He understands
chaotic,
the torment
like,
they went
like,
through.
The motherfucker did die once and now he's a slave in death. And they're like, let's play guinea pig with him. But I'm like, hey buddy, you want to be free and not be locked here? Well, yeah, I'm just building an army, but it doesn't mean they don't want freedom.
Okay, so what are we going to do then?
I guess we're pushing through the bay door.
Yeah.
Without the staff?
Well, with the staff. I'm wielding it.
But the door's going to seal when he drops dead.
We're walking around him.
Walking around him. He says
the
small
He's stuck
bubble.
In front of, like, the doorway there. Like, he's kind of, like, in the doorway
of
the
thing. Just put it on
thing.
Your back so the bubble
gets Yeah, we'll just sheath
okay.
it. Yeah.
All right, so you sheath it, and you walk past him, and you're going to head down the main hallway?
Yep.
Okay.
Then pull back
and then I sheath it.
Okay, you guys make it past him, and you continue down into this path. Straightforward, there's nothing else, it's just a long straight path. And then, let me unraise my map here so I can look at what I'm doing. Okay, you come into this huge path, and you see ahead of you Big Bone from our bonus episode of the Adventure Skeletons. Go join Patreon to listen to the episode. So, before you see this mass of skeleton, and it's like bones are on the ground, like scattered across the floor, and you kind of see it like shift and move, and there's like a head on top and a head on the side, and they're looking at you, and then you see bones start to like move off the ground and kind of pull towards it some more, and it's like getting kind of a little bit bigger and bigger. And it looks at you, and it goes, you hear like all the voices at once kind of talking at the same time, and it's like, what are you doing down here, and how did you get to my big bone lair?
Answered your grade school riddles?
Oh, that hurts. He shifts and like flips a little bit of the bones onto his back and like shifts up and turns and he goes, you want to fight, don't you? You want to fight me? And like gets all super pissed off and starts to grow bigger and bigger. He goes, you want all my treasure. That's all you care about. It's my treasure and my things. This is my tomb. This is Big Bone's lair. And starts to charge at you. Like he starts like running like all of his body weight at you. And you guys need to make a dexterity save.
I almost pity him.
What happens when
he reaches
our...
He's got an IQ of
about 20. What happens when he reaches Felicity's aura? Oh, natural 20.
Okay.
I knew I didn't insult his intelligence.
I am on the 20s. 16. You all come moving out of the way. Even though that you see this creature has a lot of speed, it kind of just moves quick in a real fast fashion straight at you, and you guys kind of all expertly jump out of the way. And Miss Muffin, you got a natural 20?
Yeah.
Okay, I will let you take a attack roll as you dodge out of the way. To like slice at him and see what happens.
Hell yeah, I would love to do that. 19 plus 5.
Oh yeah, that hits.
And then it's a 1d4.
Okay, pause code.
Never know what way we're
going.
I have to sneeze, bro.
Ooh, 4 damage.
4 damage to the big guy.
Sliced his Achilles tendon.
4 damage to him as he runs by you and you kind of jump and slash and cut at him. And let's all roll initiative for this motherfucker.
18. Oh, wait. Initiative is
plus 4.
I actually have a 22. 18 plus 4.
Wait,
actually, 5 plus 1, 6.
24. Because 20 plus 4,
my bad. Okay, let's do this again. Archie, what was yours?
24.
24, not 245.
245.
Duke Crystal?
8.
Please, Duke?
6.
Oof. And Miss Muffin?
22.
Okay. You've got...
What are the second wave?
16. What's his? Big Bone is at 16.
We are the second wave.
I use that stat block because that's the line. Okay. Bada bing. First up would be Archie Ortiz. Big Bone is engaged. You know, he ran at you, he charged, he's here to kill. He's ready.
I'm going to hit him with the Fist of Unbroken Air.
The Fist of Unbroken Air.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, what does that work? Is that attack roll and then dex save or something? Doesn't have to, like, be knocked prone or pushed back or some shit.
No, that's the
strength saving throw. You have to make a strength saving throw.
I have to make a strength saving throw.
And if you fail, you take 3d10 bludgeoning damage, plus an extra 1d10 bludgeoning damage. Oh, never mind. So I'm only going to use 2. So just, if you fail, you take 3d10.
Okay. So dex save, is that you said?
Yes.
And I think it moves...
Or no, strength save.
Yeah. Holy.
I think it moves them back depending on their size, too.
Well, he's very big. That's a 15 plus 4.
Do I need to roll?
No,
that's his strength save. On your save. He rolled a 19 for strength, so
he's
saved. Yeah, he needed to save a 12.
He's saved. He's fucking big.
Well, good thing you said strength instead, because his strength is... okay. Is that it? Is that all you can do, right?
Do you have a bonus attack?
Yeah. Did it do that much on save at half, or half on save, that much on normal, or... Sometimes it does half damage on a fail?
No, shit.
Since he saved, it should be either half damage
or nothing. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage.
So you gotta roll 3d10 and then half of that.
Yep. Go ahead. I ain't scared.
Oh, yeah. Should I do that?
9. 1. 1. No way.
So
11. Okay, so you do this Fist of Unbroken Air, and you throw this force of monk power that you just didn't know you had in you, and it comes out and it hits him and did, what was it, 11 damage total?
Mm-hmm.
And you see it kind of hit him and just kind of shrug it off for a second, and he takes a lot less damage. So, you see that it doesn't hurt him too bad.
Womp, womp.
But you discovered you're awesome as fuck.
He just breaks apart.
How'd you do that?
Okay, next up is Miss Muffin then.
Okay, I have bonus actions that says two weapon fighting. So that's my double daggering, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to whip out both my daggers and run up and... And then dash back away for safety. Yeah.
So wait a minute here. Hang on.
I have movement speed of 30.
Okay, but you're going to attack with both weapons, so that means action and bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're not going to be able to run away.
Because
it's bonus action to disengage. So you can run away, but you're going to get a chance of
being
hit.
Unless she's got the class feature thing, is her two bonus actions.
Well, one's a sneak attack, and then dash away. So I could just do that, but it's one
have
dagger.
Because you don't have advantage.
Either has to be like surrounded by us, or you have to sneak on him.
You can make a normal dagger attack and then not attack with your second one, and then disengage with a bonus action. Or you can just attack him with both and then stand there and hope to God he don't fuck you up.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. So I'm going to backtrack what I said. I'm going to use one dagger.
Okay. You can still hold it in your hand. You don't, but...
I can run away.
So you're going to attack him?
Yeah.
Okay, roll your attack.
Oh, natural 20.
Okay. That hits. Do your double damage.
But only one damage now!
Did you roll it twice?
I can roll it twice. Three
damage? Wowza. You guys are hitting him good, but the damage outcome just doesn't look like it's doing great damage.
But I'm safely running.
But you see that the attack fully does hit. He doesn't shrug it off quite as much. And are you going to disengage and move? What is it? You got
30
left, or like, is that what it is? Or, 30 total.
I got total movement speed 30, so I don't know how that works.
I'll give it to you because he was surrounding, like, kind of ran at you guys, and you just jumped out of the way and then turned around and tried to attack, so you're all kind of pretty close up.
I don't really know how big this room is anyways.
It's a big room. Like, you've got a pretty big area. It's like a huge,
Sorry?
Kind of like, looks like a tomb temple, like, ritual, you know, church room. He was up by the top sarcophagus and charged through the doorway at you guys into this room, other room.
Nice.
So, yeah. But if that's all you're doing and running away, next is the Big Bone's turn.
Oh, snap.
So. He already did that. So he, you see one of these skeletons inside of him, like an arm that's kind of shifting and moving out, and it like comes inside and it comes back out, and it's got an axe in its hand, and it's going to swing. Wait a minute, what's his movement speed here? He's going to be able to make it to you.
Who?
Wait, no, the other two are still on him. Okay, so he's going to turn to Duke. Forgot you guys were still close to him. Yes.
Oh snap!
I figured since I insulted his intelligence.
Yes. Yes. He turns to you and he goes, "You fight, man. We do this now." And he swings his axe at you. He gets a
swing and a miss. Swing and a miss.
9 plus 6.
Oh.
15.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 15.
On the money. Hits. Damn.
Barely.
Okay.
Bring it.
One damage. Well.
Yeah.
1 plus 4 damage.
No.
5 damage.
You call it slashing. You call it fight, bitch.
You cut it.
And then you, as you say that, you see him come around, and you see like another one of these bones come out of the other side, and it's like a sharp point, and it comes back for his multi attack, and his second attack comes swinging through at you.
Nice.
That is a 17 plus 4, so that will hit. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. 2d6. 1. Damn, you're lucky. 2. So 3 plus 4 piercing damage as this bone hand comes out and
slice and stab. What a jerk one!
But next up is Duke Crystal, so ready for revenge.
Yes.
Yes.
Alright. So. Alright. Thank you,
okay.
Just clarify something.
Yes.
Whenever I use frenzy, it just turns my bonus action into an attack
into
action.
Frenzy
not
yeah.
gives me an extra bonus action. So what I'm saying is, if I use my bonus to activate rage, then do frenzy, it won't give me another bonus till next turn.
Yeah.
For the attack, it just turns. It gives me an option to use the bonus as attack.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and rage.
Okay.
And
frenzy rage.
Yeah, frenzy rage. And then...
It's basically Super Saiyan. Yeah, Super Saiyan. Oh!
Do my reckless attack with Dark Greatsword on it.
Okay, that's advantage, right?
Yeah. And but I also have disadvantage. His next attack, too.
Has
so
advantage.
That's the way it goes.
For the time, fun time.
You're fucking a deep shit. That is a crit. First roll, I'm not rolling again.
We are rolling so good today.
I need the advantage.
So a savage attacks on critical hit, I roll one extra damage die, plus the double damage.
Yeah, so...
And that is on 4d6 plus 6. So, let's see what this bounces up to. 5.
Get it.
5, so 10, 11, 4, so yeah, 15 plus 6, so 19. And then... An extra damage die. So 3, that puts that 22. So was it 19? 19,
22, 22. Yeah.
And then double that, I guess.
Because the crit.
So we roll again.
You know, all your fucking Dark Greatsword and fucking crit and savage so attack, special barbarian bullshit.
Let him back.
11, 12, plus 6, so 18, plus the 22, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should
That's be it. Yeah. Okay, so 40 damage total. Roll your own damage.
Which one was that? A D10?
D12, is he not dead?
I think that's what we did. D10? We can do D10.
We'll do 12 here. No, he is not dead. Hell
no,
no,
he's not dead.
I'm just going to do a D1. But it'll land on 5.
Okay.
On the D10.
All right, so 5 damage to yourself as you feel the kind of blood drained from you, because this thing doesn't really have much blood.
No, that's what I was thinking about that when I first swung. I was like, he's going to be pissed that I was swinging this at a skeleton. But, oh, well. So, 5 damage.
Okay, so you did a lot of damage. Just enough damage that I had set. So, as you're kind of coming in with this sword and just hacking and breaking bones, and it's just shattering and, you know, fucking going ham on this thing, you're seeing, like, pieces of him falling off. And you see some skeletons start to rise and to jump into the combat as he sheds off some more skeletons.
Oh, gross.
Great. Okay, I gotta roll initiative for these two fuckers. Christ.
One.
I'll go with it. So bad that I'll do it. Okay. So we rolled a one for our skeletons that have joined the fray.
Because they suck, but...
But Big Bone did take a lot of damage. So, Flea Stick, it is your turn next. Unless, Duke, I think you're done, right?
Yeah, that's all I
can do. Okay. So, Flea Stick, you, my friend.
How far from him are we?
You are right up on Big Bone when he charged and Dave moved... the skeletons?
Yeah.
He's kind of one fell off to the side, and it's kind of about 10, 15 feet from you on the other side of Duke Crystal. It's like you.
So can I just hold this spear staff out and see if it kills Big Bone?
I mean, yeah, you can. Yeah, if you pull your staff out, you don't see anything really affect Big Bone with it.
Well, it'll hurt him, but it might work on the ones he's controlling remotely.
Yeah.
So they're about, the one skeletons are about 15 feet from you, so I mean, if you want to run closer to them, or, yeah. Like, you see them, like, kind of shifting off and, like, glowing up, and their eyes start to kind of glow and stuff, so.
Alright, like, off board. Fuck. I don't have any specs on this staff. Am I just wielding it, like...
Yeah, it's just a normal, like, it's kind of just a normal staff.
It's just a
staff.
Basic yeah. Okay. Staff, other than the effect that's coming off of, for damage, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I will...
It's probably about the wood hand. Did it have another weapon in your other hand? So you can, like, knock him unconscious and just...
Yeah, probably actually.
Me, I would just stop the head to the strength. Well, if they keep walking around to the school.
Still got your magic, too. You can use magic. Mm-hmm. You guys all long rested, so, I mean, your spell slots are full.
Well, I'm going to move back at least 15 feet.
Yeah, be careful how you use wood.
Okay.
And I'm going to bless the team.
Ooh, bless.
Aww. Bless you.
Farts.
Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack roll or a saving throw.
So is it like you give that to everybody?
Yes.
I guess you select up to like 3 or something?
3.
Yeah, okay. Fucking A, dude. I guess so that just happens, right?
What is it?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you make an attack roll or a saving throw, you can add a d4 to it.
The roll.
To make the number higher, because he just blessed you all.
And what is this? It's up to 1 minute. So what is that?
I think it's 10 turns. Do you get it completely?
Yeah.
Or is it until you use it?
They said for a minute.
Oh, so it just stays?
10 turns. Well, I'd say once you use it that first time, it's done.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You have up to 10 turns to use that attack.
Each one of us get one use of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It says you're next.
So what does that look like for Flea Stick? Like, how does he how does he cast that? Like, what does this look like for Flea Stick?
I pull out my holy water, and I just
pour it in my hand. Trash water.
Oh, that dumpster juice.
Yeah, this dumpster juice.
Yeah.
Just flicking old dumpster juice at everybody. But, yeah, you guys get hit with this. You guys get hit with this kind of stinky... Really,
Rumpke sauce.
Yeah, this Rumpke sauce that flies and hits you. But as it's hitting you, it's kind of like got this like, ooh, like this glow to it. And you just feel like a little bit of extra power flow into you.
Ain't no best way.
So yeah, what else? Anything else you want to do there?
Do I got any bonus action?
I think all you got is spiritual hammer and like healing stuff. Healing word, but... I don't know what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Am I still able to swap staffs? Never mind. I'm just going to end my turn.
Okay.
But I did move far enough back away from them that I can kind of watch everybody and just kind of watch the field and see what I need to do.
Word. That takes us back to the top of the round with Archie Ortiz.
Alrighty then. I'm going to take one of these fireballs off my necklace.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to chuck it at Big Bone.
Ooh.
It was said with such haste.
It's dead. He done sealed the deal.
He sealed the deal.
He done threw the motherfucker.
So, make me... What does it say? I don't remember.
You have to make a... it says save DC 15.
Okay, so...
It's got like a 15-foot AOE.
Well, good, because I moved back, like...
Deck save?
I was 5 foot away. Yeah, deck back, save? Like 20 foot from...
Yeah,
I guess.
I think so. Deck save. Okay, you got lucky for him. It's deck save.
I mean, yeah, because I'm throwing it at you.
Yeah,
so...
Duke Crystal. Me, you, Skeleton, everybody throw
I got the die, really.
Throw me a dex save.
I forgot he was up there.
Yes, the first fireball, fuck off. Yay. Okay.
That's not great.
That is not great.
Six.
Six.
That's not a save.
The
crystals together went plus a d4.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can do a saving throw. You're welcome.
A seven.
Damn it.
So
I tried.
Big Bone and Duke Crystal fail, but the two skeletons succeed.
I'm going down for sure, bro.
Okay, so throw me a fireball damage, I think.
It's a lot.
We all got potions of healing. You'll be fine.
I have 29 health. He's going to throw like fucking 8 d10 worth of damage.
No,
it's only
a d6 plus 3 for one of the fireballs.
No, that's wrong.
It's not.
It's a necklace of little fireballs.
Yeah, though, that was a fireball.
No, it's a third level fireball spell.
That is a fireball. Like,
it's one
boom,
d6.
Like, come fuck you.
It was 1d6 of how many
you
were
got.
Hitting.
That many. Oh. I think you have like 5 of them or 4.
Yeah,
of them.
I have 5.
They're a third level explosive, like 8d10.
It's like a necklace of Granadas.
I did not remember that you were.
Yeah, firebolt.
I didn't.
It's like an arrow of fire. That's like
a. Okay, I have a potion I can give you.
I have an ability as a fucking barbarian.
You'll be
I can bring
fine.
It back.
I can come back with 1 health after I go to 0, but
so.
So Big Bone, Duke Crystal, failed, and the skeletons did their thing, but...
I got danger sense, so you want to do me a justice and let me roll
yes. Okay, yes, yeah, so I'll let you roll your advantage.
A mercy?
Yeah, your advantage in the deck save.
Come on, dice gods, give me a chance here. Oh, yes.
There you go.
18.
Then you remembered. Okay, so that's half as much damage, at least.
Yeah, still 8.
Okay, so 8d6 for fireball damage.
Alrighty.
Oh my goodness.
Goodness.
1. Wow.
Are we happy or are we sad?
Another 1.
Okay.
3. 1. 1.
Karma gods are like, you're getting fucked.
How many have I rolled now?
That was like
5. That's 4, I think.
4 or 5, I think.
3.
I've lost track.
6.
I mean, you had like 4 ones and a 3.
Plus, you can go back.
And another 3, I think, so.
So I have 1 more? Or no?
2 more, I think.
Yeah. We're at 17.
5.
20. You might have rolled fucking 12.
3.
That
25.
It? 25 total damage. And then half of that for you. So.
Yeah, the round.
Yeah. You get 12.
Up or down, 12.
12 damage. So that's 25 to Big Bone, though.
Was anyone else caught, Ben?
Just you guys.
That's good. It was.
I moved back just the perfect amount at the end of my turn. Or I'd have been toast.
You're knocking him away. You're knocking him down. You're tearing him up. So, let's see here. These skeletons are fucking dead instantly. Okay, so the skeletons are fried from the fire. Even saving, they took half damage, and it was well over enough to kill them. Big Bone sees that and kind of lets out a roar. As you see, like, bones on him, like, scorched and burnt. Duke Crystal, like, kind of is burnt. Shirt's, like, burnt a bit, and there's, like, a hole in it. It's kind of scorched. His hair's a little fried.
Covered by Gooch Pouch.
Covered the Gooch Pouch while the flames were coming. That was the save. Slow-mo dive.
Right.
Holding the Gooch Pouch. Archie, that was your turn, right?
Yep.
So, Miss Muffin, it is your turn. A lot of shit just happened.
Yeah, a lot.
I don't know what she's going to do. She'll fucking stab a gigantic skeleton creature with a dagger.
A tiny dagger.
Steady.
I'm going to stab it.
You
no,
need to
I'm
expand
actually,
your arsenal.
I'm reading color. Something. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
She's so interested in kitties and not weapons. To make more gods. Just if she would have walked into those spears. I should have kept walking and stepped on the fucking trap.
Okay. So, when he fireballed him, he leaped away, got some damage, but now he's far enough back, right, that I can pour oil of slipperiness. And
no, it's not so much like he jumped like 20, 10 feet. He just kind of like...
I didn't really like
yeah,
jump.
It's
I just
kind of
like shielded my face.
Yeah.
This
the
is a 10
brunt
foot.
Of the explosion
this is a 10 foot.
Oil
square.
Slipperiness, though?
Yeah.
Protected.
What does that do, though?
It can be poured on the ground as an action where it covers 10-foot square, duplicating the effect of grease spell in the area for 8 hours.
So you could light it on fire or...
Yeah, so I was going to say... Makes it also a
death save and not fall down.
Yeah. If he's out of the way enough, I can put a 10-foot square of oil in front of this beast. Bone beast.
He actually takes up, like, 10 feet. Yeah. So... Yeah, I'd say you could pour it pretty much on his.
Or you just throw it at him. I'm sure it's a glass bottle.
This one can't be thrown. The other one I had kid. This one doesn't say anything about it being thrown.
Pretty sure you can throw it.
The oil flask I had said I could throw it and shatter it. This one doesn't say anything. It says oil of slipperiness. It talks about rubbing it on yourself or a creature for 10 minutes to get the effect of freedom of movement spell for 8 hours. Or pouring it on the ground.
Yeah, I'd say throwing it and busting it's the same. I guess
it's too thick to bust. Yeah, maybe.
It is. It's a really...
That's why. So, yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, if you were to go crouch underneath it and slowly pour molasses, thick, slimy shit around.
Yeah, even it's heavy.
You'd have to spend your action to pour it on, pour it under his feet.
What do I roll? Just 20.
Like at the bottom?
Yeah, kind of roll me a sleight of hand.
Yeah.
A dexterity sleight of hand to see if you can kind of slide under his feet and kind of, you know, pour this shit out. Huh?
With advantage?
No.
Don't I have that thing?
For like pick locking, but...
Oh, you mean with his thing?
Yeah.
You get 1d4 to add to it.
Yeah.
1d4 to add to it?
Yeah.
8 plus 8, 16.
Oh, yeah. You were able to kind of slip away as he's like fighting and crushing with Duke, and you kind of are like, do like a little roguely... pour it onto the ground under him, and then you stand up and kind of move up. So what do you do now? Are you going to move away from him, or are you going to stay there?
No, I'm going to dash away.
So disengage away?
Yeah.
Okay. Disengage and move away then. Okay.
Yeah. So that way if they light the oil on fire, I ain't getting burnt up.
Look at Duke. Is he still on fire? Like, yeah, he's kind of on fire.
One of us supposed to definitely go fucking step up for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, next up is Big Bone's turn, so he's going to need to make a dex save to see if he can not fall.
The fucker's got 28 fucking legs. Probably going to be hard for him to fall.
No.
I need to go.
I just pictured his legs like stabbing into the dirt, like just like fever bones, like. So it's like, I didn't think he'd have much skin to be slipping on her.
Yeah.
The shoot bottoms. He's like, oh, my boots gonna slick.
His bones gonna slide right through the big thick goopy. Or he's gonna stick to it and get stuck. All I know is I was tired of Viagrin. That's my last oil of slipperiness, too. I need to take it out of my inventory. Remove.
I think it just emulates grease.
It just acts like
grease, I think, whatever it's been.
When we restart,
for eight hours or something.
I also have 50 feet of rope. So, actually, I did my disengage, but I should have readied up the rope for when he slips and falls and I can tie him up.
Yeah, you can try to tie up a skeleton with a bunch of body parts. But he does need to make his dex save to see if he doesn't fall prone.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that then, but I have rope for another time.
Okay. Well, it's Duke up next and then Flea Stick, so I'm just going to go ahead and go with this until he gets back.
We all start with 50 foot of rope.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to go ahead and continue until, even with him coming back, because we still got their turns. So making his dex save, that's an 11 plus nothing, so he fails and he falls prone.
Yeah.
So.
That's right, slipping it.
That sucks. Duke, it's your turn.
So advantage of my attacks toward him?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Nice.
You're welcome. Very nice. Miss Muffin.
Well, let's see here.
Doing the moonwalk.
Alright. I'm going to use my action to drink a potion of greater healing.
Okay. That's a bonus action.
Is it a bonus action?
Yeah.
Nice.
Potions are bonus actions, I believe.
Yeah, I thought so too, actually, because he's done it like that before. Please state.
Yeah, I think it depends on class. Yeah, that's fine. That's actually, what is it, 4d6, 7, or greater?
Greater, I think, is 4d4 plus 4. Okay. And normal is 2d4.
2, 4, 8, 9, plus 4, 13.
13 health back. Decent.
Decent.
Fucking mint.
fucking audacious.
This is audio media, but you can't see that I'm doing it.
So, who... How's the layout right now?
It is you up in his shit.
Yes.
Archie's kind of back a bit, who is kind of doing his thing. Miss Muffin ran up and fucking... And then ran back about the rest of her movement speed's about 10, 15 feet away from him. And Fleastick is farther back, about 25 feet from you guys.
Is anyone directly across from me on the other side of him?
No. It is a wall behind him in a doorway.
Well, I'm hitting it with lightning bolt.
Okay. That's dex save, right?
Let's see. Yeah, dex save. Okay. I believe that would get what?
You did 14 to 10.
Yeah, which 14. Is my dex, okay, 14. Yeah, yeah.
17.
All right, so half.
But that's half, but which I know is a lot.
8d6.
8d6.
Yes. One,
fireball and lightning.
5, 7, 9, 11. Yeah, not doing very good. 12, 18, 4 rolls. 21, 27.
27.
So half of that. Since you say
half of 27. Okay.
Still
13. Yeah. That's gonna take. Okay. He took 13 damage. So half of that. Yeah, and he got is looking crispy. Motherfucker is burnt with flames and burnt with lightning. But next up is Fleastick Sock Jelly. Rumpke Juice throwing motherfucker.
I want to move to where no one's in front of me.
Okay. Nobody's in front of you currently.
Nobody's in front of me, just Big Bone. Just straight ahead.
Yeah, straight ahead. Duke's on the right of him, and Archie and Miss Muffin are to the left of you.
All right, so I'm going to hit him with a Guiding Bolt. 12. I don't want to
that shit. Will not hit.
I'm going to use Inspiration.
Okay, yeah, you still have yours. So roll again. Inspiration gone.
19.
That one will hit.
Alright.
Is that what I use, my inspiration?
Hold up.
Oh, yeah, so don't I get bonus anyway?
But that dude is prone, yeah, so wouldn't he have disadvantage on a dex save while he's prone? I mean, did he really just hop up from prone and just jump the hell out?
I forgot all about that.
So I get to keep my relic inspiration.
Yeah, you can go ahead and roll. Yeah, advantage. That was advantage. Oh, yes, that was advantage. We'll do that. Damn, we forgot all about that. That sucks.
All right.
Oh, he's already knocked prone.
Yeah, he is.
4, 6. Yeah, I remember we had advantage. Since I don't have to attack with that, it just activates. Mind, so I didn't think about him being
16 damage.
Out of disadvantage.
16 damage?
Yep.
So you cast this bolt of guiding light, and it flies forward and hits him and just kind of, like, blows a hole through him. And you see, like, bones starting to kind of, like, try to freeform and reform. Then they just kind of, like, break and shatter and crumble and fall to the ground. And you hear just, like, this, like, lowly growl as the life leaves it, and Big Bone is dead.
Yay.
Woo! Way to go, party.
Perish.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Fleastick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.